Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The details of today's meeting, I'd like to underscore for the American people that we understand the hardship that high inflation is causing and that we are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve Jerome Powell announced interest rates will rise half a percentage point as part of a long-term strategic move to combat inflation. Powell pointed to price stability as a responsibility of the Fed, which serves as a bedrock to the economy. He added ongoing increases will be needed to ensure inflation gets to the Fed's goal of 2%. Matthew Haynes, the owner of Club Q in Colorado Springs, testified before the U.S. House Oversight Committee about anti-LGBTQ violence. He never imagined his bar being the target of the next hate crime. He hopes to work with local elected officials and community leaders in Colorado Springs to make LGBTQ events safe.
I know that we, our Club Q community, are in the thoughts and prayers of so many of you. Unfortunately, these thoughts and prayers alone are not saving lives. They are not changing the rhetoric of hate.
Several immunology and public health experts testified before the House Coronavirus Subcommittee about preparing for the next public health emergency. Dr. Kizmikia Corbett, an assistant professor at Harvard University's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, said she wants the committee to revisit the good and the bad of the pandemic.
The truth is that while we would all like to put the pandemic behind us, one fact remains. The virus and the medical and social implications of it are here to stay. In fact, just in the past week in this country, we have averaged over about 60,000 cases per day.
Members of the House are slated to vote on a one-week stopgap measure to have more time to develop a budget for the federal government. Democrats have been trying to get the one-week continuing resolution passed, but it has little bipartisan support. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized how Democrats have handled this year's budget process.
The talk of the majority right now who wants to put a small continuing resolution to bump all the members up 2 days before Christmas, to try to vote on a package they cannot read, written by two individuals who will not be here, on spending for the entire government.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin announced a special election will be held to fill the Virginia 4th District seat. The seat was previously held by Representative A. Donald McEachin, who died on November 28th. The last day candidates can file to run is December 23rd. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different